Good morning. Today I will continue with the series, Maintaining Hope in the Midst of the Prevailing Coronavirus Pandemic. Last week, I looked at the fact that the promises of God, the character of God, as seen by His self-revelation of Himself in the Old Testament, and His manifestation in Jesus Christ, the God-man, in the New Testament, give a firm and solid foundation for maintaining hope in the midst of the prevailing coronavirus pandemic. Today, I submit to you that the sovereignty of God provides another pillar for hope in all situations for Christ's followers. I will conclude by reviewing the basis of hope provided by the Apostle Peter, rightly called the Apostle of Hope. The sovereignty of God is one of His many attributes, like His holiness, righteousness, purity, goodness, mercy, and compassion. The sovereignty of God refers to the fact that God is in complete control of the universe. God's sovereignty is one of the most important principles in Christian theology, as well as one of the most hotly debated. God's sovereignty is a natural consequence of His omniscience, having knowledge of all things. His omnipotence, He is all-powerful, and His omnipresent, He is present everywhere. God is described in the Bible as all-powerful and all-knowing, Psalm 147, verse 5. Outside of time, Exodus 3, verse 14, and Psalm 90, verse 2, and responsible for the creation of everything, Genesis 1, verse 1, and John 1, verse 1. These divine attributes sets the minimum boundary for God's sovereign control of the universe, which is to say that nothing in the universe occurs without God's permission. God has the power and the knowledge to prevent anything He chooses to prevent. So anything that does happen, happens because, at the very least, God allowed it. God does not directly cause everything to happen, yet He does allow all that happens to happen. And ultimately, God's will is going to be accomplished. The sovereignty of God impacts everyday life and should remove all cause for worry. We can trust that what the Bible claims about God's character is backed up by His ability. Not only does God love us, but He has the ability to care for us. Those who are part of the family of God can claim the promise in Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We can rest in the fact that our God is actually able to work all things for our good, even when we cannot readily see how that may happen. Hope in light of God's sovereignty. The Apostle Peter could rightly be called the Apostle of Hope. He is well known for his preeminence among the apostles and for being the first of the original disciples of Jesus to recognize that He was and is the Messiah. Matthew 16, 13 to 20. In 1 Peter 1, Peter speaks of hope with full assurance. He was trained and tested in hope. From personal experience, the apostle explained many aspects of hope's necessity. 1. Who needs hope? 1 Peter 1, verse 1 and 2. Hope is essential not only for life, but for a happy life. When we are in the tunnel of tragedy, hope points to the light at the end. Hope is like a telescope that brings God's promises into full view to the eyes of faith. That was the Apostle Peter's heart. 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. He looked at hope and the people who need hope from two vantage points. First, Peter writes of an earthly position. He describes his readers as pilgrims of the dispersion. He was writing to believers who had been scattered in all directions around the world. So, he said, they are pilgrims, a word carrying the idea of a foreigner or alien who has but a temporary residency. Hence, we should be aware of our pilgrim status at every juncture of our lives, especially during intense persecution or extreme hardship, as in the prevailing coronavirus pandemic. Nevertheless, we are also ambassadors for Christ, offering a message of hope. Ephesians 2 verse 12, chapter 6 verse 20, and 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 13. Every person on this planet needs hope. Second, Peter refers to our heavenly position, elect. 1 Peter 1 verse 2. Believers cannot be confined to an earthly perspective. Our heavenly citizenship must neither be compromised nor neglected. While Peter did not fully expound the process of election, he indicated that we should understand that we have been elected by God. When plumbing the mind of God in election and predestination, every attempt is bound to fail if we expect to understand it completely. God is revealed to us as surpassing our ability to comprehend. Therefore, we should not become confused when we cannot comprehend how God eternally works out these mysterious details. For us to trust Him, even in our limited understanding, should be enough. Even so, Peter reveals some truths about election. We are elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Verses 2. The term translated foreknowledge is prognosis, which means know beforehand. Foreknowledge is an aspect of God's omniscience, His exhaustive knowledge of past, present, and future. God knew in eternity we would be saved. Our trust in Christ did not take God by surprise. He determined to save each and every person who believes in Him in eternity past. Additionally, Peter writes of the sanctification of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in us, setting us apart and applying the blood of Jesus to our sinful souls. Our hope stems directly from the active work of God's Spirit in our lives. What is hope? Verse 3 to 9, Peter addresses this. According to Peter, our hope is based on Jesus Christ and His resurrection. Hope begins and ends with Jesus. Verse 3, while the source of our hope is the resurrection, the substance of our hope is our inheritance in Jesus Christ. No decay is possible for the inheritance that we have from Christ. It cannot be polluted and will not fade. Our hope is reserved in heaven. Verse 4, the security guaranteed by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. God keeps us by His power through our faith. In addition, since our faith is an enduring faith, our hope is an enduring hope. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. The believer's hope remains established through the apostolic witness to which Peter testifies. We are captivated by His love. Little wonder we have a sure faith expressed by joy that is inexpressible. Verse 8. I will continue with this message next week.